America says, go ahead, scan my junk. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, it's true. We might as well face it. Buying a plane ticket gives your government the right to scan you and even touch you.
But the vast majority of passengers decided to opt out of the protest. Some even thanked TSA agents.
One guy stripped down to black boots and a Speedo at a checkpoint, and of course videotaped himself. The words, security theater, were written on his back with a Sharpie. And there was, of course, a PETA ad, which got rejected but is all over the internet, showing the body scan of a taut female torso with the words, be proud of your body scan, go vegan, lettered on her underwear. So the protest has basically devolved into performance art. All that's left of the Touched Enough Already movement is John Tyner.
We could do that out here, but if you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Thanks to him, the means of human procreation will forever be considered junk, making us all, therefore, the spawn of junk. But that's why it's called viral media. It spreads the mind flu. As for what America really cares about, if we go by what people actually show up for, it's giant balloons. Even taking the lowest crowd estimate I could find, which is 2 million, the number of spectators at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade eclipses all of the recent Washington protest rallies combined, even eclipses the Obama inauguration. So you know what? America's going to be okay. Pat that down.
Anybody wants to look at me under my clothes at my age, go for it.
Amen, sister. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.